The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's the feast of St. Sixtus today. St. Sixtus and his companions. St. Sixtus was the Pope, and his companions were four deacons. And in the year 258 AD, it was the middle of one of the worst persecutions in all of church history, the persecution of the Emperor Valerian. Sixtus and his companions were beheaded just for saying Mass. That's what we celebrate today on their feast day. You know, it's important that we remember these great martyrs of old. It helps us remember all that we've been through. You might think things are pretty bad in the church here today, but all I can say is at least nobody's beheaded the Pope, okay? So this is what we've been through, and we remember, it reminds us that we stand on the shoulders of giants. Many people have given their lives to pass on this faith that we celebrate here today. And most importantly, the witness of the martyrs reminds us what the meaning of the word worship is. To love God above all else, and I mean all else. And that's what Jesus means when he says, "Whoever wishes to come after me must take up his cross and follow me." Very few of us have ever witnessed anything as barbaric and brutal as a crucifixion. The Romans thought it to be so barbaric that they would not even mention it in polite company. We've lost a sense of the brutality, the totality of sacrifice that's meant in the words, "take up your cross." And yet Jesus asks us to think of our discipleship in just such terms. What was it that prompted St. Sixtus and his companions to risk their lives just to celebrate the Mass? They understood the meaning of the word worship. They knew that it meant loving God more than your safety, more than your health, even more than your life. I'm sure there were many people who told Sixtus and his companions that they were reckless and they should play it safe and that they shouldn't go celebrate Mass. Probably lots of people who said that will never know who their names are because they were never canonized. Remember, the church teaches us first and foremost in the witness of its saints. The magisterium in flesh and blood, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know what we really believe as Catholics? Look at the lives of the saints that the church has canonized. And it shows us exactly what the meaning of the word worship is. Heard a story recently, very similar to this, very, very similar, about seven Trappist monks who were martyred in Algeria. Maybe you've heard of this. It was in 1996. And they were beheaded in their monastery by a group of radical Islamicists during the Algerian Civil War. And they were warned and they were warned. They were threatened. They were harassed. They were told, "You better get out of Algeria." Even the Trappist mother house in France wrote to them in Algeria and said, "Oh, come home to France. Play it safe. Don't risk your life and stay there in the monastery in Algeria." So all the monks took a vote. Should we stay or should we go? They voted unanimously to stay in Algeria. They said, "If we die, we will die witnessing to Jesus Christ and to his peace." That's what it means to love God above all else. That's what the worship of God means. Let's put that first and foremost at the forefront of our minds. It sounds awful. It only sounds awful, ladies and gentlemen. I need you to understand this. Once you actually embrace the cross, even if it's in just a small thing, you try it and tell me if this isn't true. Immediately welling up in the depths of your soul is a measure of peace and a measure of joy that nothing else in this world can give you. It's very, very deep, and you only see it when you actually try it. This message of the cross, right, this centrality of sacrifice, is something you only get when you put it into practice. A little analogy, a little image that I found helpful. It's kind of like the experience of seeing stained glass. If you're on the outside of a church and you're looking at the stained glass, it looks dull. It looks unappealing. The only way you can appreciate how beautiful it is to come inside. Then you get it for what it really is. When things are really, really dark, really, really dark in the world, that's when you can see from the outside. Almost like stained glass glows with all the light that's coming from inside the church. But you know, when you hear our Lord say these words, "Take up your cross and follow me," remember that he also said, "Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." And he wants us to know that joy. The love that he shows for you on the cross, remember, that's the love that he asks of you. And at the crowning of our lives, one day, I'm absolutely certain of this, our greatest joy and our greatest glory is going to be able to say, "I gave my life away for love of him." Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to persevere in doing so. Saint Sixtus and his companions, pray for us.